I'm talking with House Budget Committee Chairman Ryan Silvey out of Kansas City. And Representative Silvey, what have you heard about this deal that was brokered in the Senate to get the unemployment benefits through? And what is your overall assessment of it?
Well, I mean, we've heard bits and pieces. I haven't got specifics on what the final deal is, so to speak. The House wasn't really part of the negotiations. The Senate was interested in negotiating with the governor, but we just kind of heard anecdotally as things were going along. That's kind of where it's at right now.
Is that a problem for you and for members of the House that the House was not part of these negotiations?
Well, I mean, I don't know if problem is the right word. I mean, it certainly is an issue. I mean, you look at the stand that's being made in the Senate over the federal money for unemployment and also education. Those two House bills, 163 and 15 in particular, they passed out of the House 275-14. So it's not like there was a whole lot of equivocation or wiggle room as far as the House was concerned, and maybe that's why we weren't part of the negotiation. I'm not sure, but I mean, it certainly is an issue that we're going to have to work out probably in a conference committee somewhere down the road.
We had talked before we began recording this conversation, but could you explain for our listeners what right now your strategy will be on House Bill 18, which I guess is the House bill in question? It has federal stimulus money, and that's the one that the senators say they want, as we understand it, $250 million taken from that House bill. What is going to be your strategy with House Bill 18, which has not gone through the process yet?
Sure. Well, just so everyone's clear, House Bill 18 is what's called a reappropriation bill. Basically, this is federal stimulus money that has been appropriated in every case at least once, in most cases twice already. Projects are ongoing. The expenditures haven't fully gone out the door, and that's why you're doing what's called a reappropriation. So, the fact of the matter is all of these projects have already been voted on, like I said, in a lot of cases, twice approved by the General Assembly. Now, my guess is I will probably send House Bill 18 over to the Senate largely untouched and let the Senate do whatever they want to do to it. And, well, like I said, the House will, I guess, enter the negotiations at conference.
Are you worried at all that House Bill 15 is going to get caught in this, or as you understand it, and that has the, just for our listeners, it has the $189 million in federal education money in it. Are you worried that it's going to get caught up in this, or do you think that it now can be cleared to pass?
Well, I haven't really heard much about House Bill 15, the process, and the questions that I've asked, my concern is that we get House Bill 15 done. The House passed it unanimously on a roll call vote out of the House, which is almost unheard of, particularly on any appropriations bills. But as of yet, I've not been told that House Bill 15 is part of any deal, that they were dealing specifically with the unemployment money. And, earlier in the week, I was told, we haven't gotten to House Bill 15 yet. So I don't know if they intend that to be a whole separate round of negotiations or what, but at this point, House Bill 15 and the education money is my biggest concern.
Sounds to me as if you're saying that this, even though this deal, quote-unquote deal, was brokered on Thursday, that it's not over yet, that there's more to be done in the legislature before these issues are resolved.
No, I think that's definitely the case. I mean, again, the House wasn't part of the negotiations, so we'll see what it is. I don't know specifically what $200 to $300 million they want to cut. And, it may be at the end of the day that we look at that and we say, okay, well, that makes some sense and we can go with that. But again, all of these projects have been voted on twice by the legislature, quite frankly, by some of the members who are now wanting to strip them out. So
I've been talking with House Budget Committee Chairman Ryan Silvey, a Republican out of Kansas City. Representative Silvey, thank you very much for taking time and talking with us.
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity.